Thank you. Old time religion, it's good enough for me. Let's clap again, children. I really want that old-time religion. I like today of Pentecost.
Amen.
This is Pentecost.
Amen.
He said it's not a religion, it's an experience.
Amen.
And I'm glad I have it this morning. And Satan can't take it away from you. They're just flying out the window right there, all them devils. And the Holy Spirit's just here with us. Just enjoying this morning. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. First verse, it's the old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. It's good enough for me. Exactly who I am.
Amen.
And who you are.
Amen.
And where you've been positionally placed in the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm so glad that we have that old time religion.
Amen.
That same experience that they had on the day of Pentecost. Amen. That we can.
Amen.
That church, that full bride coming full circle again, he said. All things restored back to everything that Adam forfeited in the beginning. He's given back to you and to me. The bride of Jesus Christ, bringing us together, sitting in heavenly places.
Amen.
With Him.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Amen.
We had such a wonderful service Wednesday night. Did you enjoy it to the
Amen.
Ones that were there?
Amen.
Oh, it was wonderful. Just wait until today.
Amen.
That same spirit that was there then is here today.
Amen.
He's just going to bring us another message. It's going to do something to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's because that we are keeping our hearts and our eyes upon Him.
Amen.
He says that we're centered. We're centered in Him, in Calvary.
Amen.
He says we keep our eye focused on that. He says that we don't have time to look back. He says, we don't have time. He said, that's a waste of time. He says, we've got what we want. We don't need to look back. We're not fooling around. We're moving forward.
Amen.
He said, that's what the bride of Jesus Christ is doing. Not fooling around, that we're moving forward. Keeping our eyes on Him in Calvary.
Amen.
He said, because God is building a time-tested church.
Amen.
That's going to come through all the persecutions and everything else.
He said it's a memorial to him, the sacrifice that he gave for us. He's building that church upon that. He says that's our tests and trials, the things that we go through. He says that this church will be anointed with that exact same spirit.
Amen.
He says that that church in this time that has that anointing that's on them, that we are the Word. Yeah. You are the living Word of God for today.
Amen.
When we recognize who that we are, when we speak, when we pray, when we do, everything that it is Jesus Christ living again in human beings again.
Amen.
Completely restored again.
Amen.
How wonderful that that could have never been until your day, to who you are sitting in this place. It's only you.
Amen.
And He chose you. He predestinated you. He placed you.
Amen.
And here you are today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're just telling you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. He says, we recognize that who we are, and he says, when the wind blows, he says, upon a tree, he says that it shakes it. And he says that it shakes it back and forth, but it stays steady. And I was thinking about that this morning and praying. It's like, Lord, that song come on my heart. It says, it's like a tree that's planted by the waters.
Amen.
I shall not be moved.
Amen.
I can't be moved.
Amen.
But, you know, I started thinking about that. A tree planted by the waters. And he says, when a wind comes in a storm and it blows a tree, he says it moves it back and forth. He says it loosens it up. The roots get loose because it's swaying it back and forth. And he says, why does he do that? He says, so your roots can go deeper.
Amen.
And sometimes when we go through our tests and trials, and that's what the winds, when they blow sometimes, that's our tests and trials, the sicknesses or whatever that it might be, our failures or everything that we do is blowing us all the time. And I thought about that tree next to the water. And it's like, you know, every once in a while a storm comes and it blows that tree. But a tree is planted by the water comes up, it comes down, it rushes when the wind. Sometimes there's storms that come that the wind doesn't blow. All that it does, it just rains and rains and rains. And it really loosens the soil when it's like that. And it's usually the worst for a tree is after it rains, if it's rained a lot and a wind comes, the soil's really loose and it can tumble it over. But a tree that's planted by the water, have you ever went down a stream or a creek or a river or anything, seen a tree that's planted by the water? Those huge, massive roots are just reaching up and over on the shore bank, and it's like, how does that thing stand there? A huge, big tree leaning over the river sometimes, and those roots are way back deep. It has to reach really deep. Is because even when it rains, that water rushes by and it erodes the soil and it blows it away and it tries to tear it up. But those roots are going really deep back into that fertile ground and it's holding on. So we're trees planted by the water. When anything Satan sends our way, whatever it does, the wind blows or anything, our roots, they get loose, but they just go a little bit deeper. A little bit deeper, a little bit deeper. We shall not be moved. We believe this message with all of our heart. We can't be moved. And he says that the devil makes you believe when we go through those tests and trials. He says that devil makes you believe that he's punishing you. He says he isn't punishing you. He's trying to tell you something. He loves you. He's trying to work with you. He says that's the way God does his church. He gives you trial after trial, test after test, trial after trial, test after test, until the life of Christ is reflected in you, until you become peaceful, sober, meek, gentle, humble, ready, submissive, willing. Turn your head on the things of the world and look straight to Calvary, to the one who's doing the beating. Many times you think it's strange because of those fiery trials, sicknesses, and persecution. It's only done to test you, praise God.
Amen.
To get the dirt out of you, to get the sludge out of you, to get the slowness out of you, to wake you up to a place where you can look and see the reflection, or a man can see the reflection of Christ in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
So, amen. So when those tests and trials come upon you and you have sickness or something and the devil tries to say, you're something wrong. See what's happening. That's just what they did to Job. He says, I know my Redeemer liveth. And in the last day, he'll raise me up. You're trying to serve him. You're trying to do it. You're a child of God. Even if you made a mistake, I'm my father was Brother Branham. Even if I make a mistake, if I do something wrong, he's still my daddy.
Amen.
I'm still a son of God no matter what I do. If I make a mistake, he might have to whoop me, but I'm still a child of God. He hears your prayers.
Amen.
He's there with you. And like we talked about the other night, there's legions of angels with you. Legions of angels. And I like the story where Brother Branham says, he talks about Caesar. He says he was looking, he says after the battle, he says he was looking for someone to get in the chariot with him. He says he looked and he says all the generals are cutting their plumes and getting shined all up and everything. He said he just walked right past all them. He said he saw that guy that was all scarred face and scarred up and everything. Where'd you get those wounds? He says, on the battlefield for my king. Get up here with me. That's what I want to be. Lord, that's what I want to be. Is that what you want to be? I want to be scarred for our Lord Jesus. I want to go through the tests and trials. Lord, if you're making me, if you're molding me, if you're getting the dirt out and all the dross out, just keep beating me, Lord. Keep beating me. Because I want to be the one standing by him that comes up. I don't want the easy way. I want to go your way, Lord Jesus. So whatever it is, that's what we want. We want to go by his way. We recognize in our day who that we are. We recognize the day that we're living in. He says, because the scripture, according to the scriptures, we're living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
Amen.
If we're not living in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't know what. I think we just went way past Sodom and Gomorrah. He says it was in the days of Noah. That's what they're doing to us, scoffing at us. Look at these people. Man, they're crazy. They're weird. We're a bunch of nuts. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for the nuts.
Amen.
The rest of them are a bunch of yunk. Amen.
Amen.
So that is, so we do recognize the day that we're living in. And we recognize the message of the day.
Amen.
He says, when you recognize the message, is because the scripture tells us that once again he would send back Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
We didn't make that up.
No.
That's what the Bible says. Amen. The Bible says he was going to send Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
And he said, what is he going to do? We can only compare what that Elijah to do is what he did before, what Jesus Christ did before. And he said that those signs, that is all the things we don't understand, he had the sign of the Messiah.
Amen.
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 He said John recognized it. We talked about that. I just love, got to hear that again because I love it so much. Here's the anointed John. When he looked and he saw Brother Branham, make no mistakes, he saw Brother Branham. He saw him. He saw him. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. You know, the rest of the world reads that scripture and it's like, I wonder who John saw. We know. Besides that, I think I know who he heard.
Amen. Amen.
There's only one angel that had the revelation of these seals. One.
Amen.
One. But John looked at him and wanted to worship him because he's seen Jesus Christ living again, just in a different vessel, a different form of human flesh. That's what he saw. It's the same thing again. He goes, oh, there's my Jesus. There's my Jesus again. But he said, that prophet that he knew, he said, don't you worship me, you worship him.
Yeah.
That's a true prophet of God.
Amen.
That's a true prophet of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I'm so glad that John did see him and come down, and then God sent the prophet to reveal these secrets to us. That's why we're sitting in heavenly places, is hearing these things. It's life to us. No matter what we do, we're going on. We're moving. We're not looking back. We're not stopping. We're being courageous, fearless. You got to be fearless. You got the word living in you. And Satan is, oh, you think you're somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. When Satan tells you that, you're right. You got that right. I'm a son or daughter of God. And I'm being perfected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfected by this message,
yeah.
This voice.
Amen.
I heard a quote today. I was reading to the brothers. I wish I brought it up here. He says the people are saying all the days the miracles are past and everything else. And he says, you're living. He says, but you're living. You're feeding on the manna. He said, they're feeding on the manna.
Yeah.
Wow. Saying that the days of miracles are past and can't have divine healing. He says, but you're living under an artificial light.
Yes.
We're living under the real light.
Amen.
That light.
Amen.
That pillar of fire. That's why we're living underneath.
Amen.
Brother Branham had a vision.
Amen.
He had a vision of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And he said it, he saw that, and they come previewed in front of him. And he says, that first one, when he come walking out, he says he was looking at that bride. He says they were walking just in step, that first bride. He said, just as perfect. He says they were gracefully walking. He says, ladylike, that bride. And he said, then after that bride, after it come, he says, then come the world church. And he said that he looked at him and he says he couldn't believe it. The Methodists, the Baptists, he says, and all the, he said that was the world church that come before him. He said that when it did, he said it made him feel sickly. He said he couldn't believe it. God, this is what we have to present to you. This is the church. He said that they were twisting. He said they were rocking. He says they were immoral. Is that what we see today?
Amen.
That's the world. You hear Brother Branham talk about man in church now. They teach rock and roll. They got the coffee bar. They come in. They watch the Super Bowl in church. And they call that worshiping the Lord. He says, so that's what it is. He said, and seeing immoral acts. He was watching, seeing that happen. The preview of the vibe. Then he said, he saw us.
Amen.
He said he saw that bride come back again. That's us.
Amen.
That's who he saw again. Us.
Amen.
Then he said the bride will come into preview again.
Amen.
And hear the bride come behind her. The very same looking bride that passed in the beginning. He says, then my heart jumped for joy to know that there will be a bride. And she will be made of the same thing and clothed in the same thing. That one was at the beginning, she is to be called.
Amen.
The prophet, God is speaking through his bride, speaking through his prophet, calling out a bride.
Yes.
That's what we're here to do,
Amen.
To hear the voice of God. We recognize our day.
Amen.
We recognize the messenger, and we recognize who we are. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us stand. So we bow our heads and just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your name, Lord.
Yes.
Just to talk about you, how we love you, how thankful we are to recognize who we are. Unworthy as we are your children. We fail and make mistakes, but Lord, in our heart is joy unspeakable and full of glory. When that bride recognizes themselves, he's coming to take us home. You believe that? Do you believe you're one of them? Raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm so glad I'm one of them. I love you, Lord. I recognize I'm your child, and I thank you from the depths of my heart, Lord Jesus. I love your presence this morning. I love your spirit, all that you do for me, Lord Jesus. Take everything out now, all the distractions, all the things of the world and day to day. And we've come together in heavenly places to worship him, to recognize this day, this message, and who we are. And he's here to give you the desire of your heart. He wants to give you the desire of your heart. That's nothing greater than to give you the desire of your heart. And now as you're thinking of it right now, the things that are going through your mind, Lord, you know it. Not only for myself, but for my brothers and sisters that are in need. The requests that have came in this morning, Lord, you know these requests. You know these people. You know the ones that are listening in. You know your bride everywhere. Those tests and trials that we go through, they're precious to us, Lord. They're hard. But you're molding us.
Amen.
You're making us. You're getting the dirt out. You're beating us to reflect the master.
Amen.
And the master has come.
Amen.
The Master is here.
Amen.
Didn't I tell you I'd come? I told you I'd come. I'm here. I told you I'd be with you. I'm here. So what do you have need of? Just ask me. And have the F-A-I-T-H to believe it. We have the faith. We believe it, Lord. Help my unbelief. Our faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word. And we know that the word came to your prophet. So that's what we're here for. To hear your word. To recognize who we are and become more like you. Let this be a red letter day in your life today. Lord, to draw closer to you. Meet our request, Lord Jesus. As we take these petitions before you, we want to welcome you, Lord Jesus, to be with us. Let's sing our song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord, as I ask our brother Samuel to come up and take these requests before the throne of God. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cries. Passing by this moment,
love you, Lord, just to think of how great you are, Lord. You put the stars, the universe, everything in place, Lord. You're just so great, Lord, and you come down here this morning, Lord, to visit us and to wrap your arms around your little bride, Lord, and to encourage us and talk to us, to heal us, to save us, to fill us with the Holy Ghost, Lord. There's nothing, Lord, that you withhold from us, Lord. You just pour out your spirit so afresh, Lord, on us. We just love you, Lord. Thank you for loving us and for encouraging us and for calling us out, Lord. And just thinking, Lord, of how you sent your prophet, Lord, on the scene, Lord, in this generation. Lord, you loved us so much. You thought so much of us, Lord, that you sent him on the scene, Lord. Lord, you cut out a bride, Lord. You called out a bride, and you sent your prophet to chop out a bride, Lord. Lord, you brought us to yourself, Lord. Lord, you sent your pillar of fire, Lord. We believe your prophet, Lord. We know that it's the absolute for this generation, for this day, Lord. It's perfecting us, Lord. It's getting us ready, Lord. We look and we see the signs of the end time, Lord, of what's going on. But then we look at the great thing, Lord, and that's this message, this pillar of fire, this prophet, Lord. It's preparing us, Lord. You're getting us ready, Lord. We've watched you work, Lord, and you're moving on the scene, Lord. You're always on time. Lord, you never fail, Lord. Lord, you're with us this morning, Lord. You saw every hand, Lord. You saw these requests written out, Lord. Lord, we're expecting, Lord. We're under expectations, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We just want to be drawn a little bit closer to you this morning, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for meeting all these requests, Lord. Lord, just think about how you bless us, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the leadership of Brother Joseph, Lord. Just encourage him, Lord, this morning. Just bless him, Lord. Bless his family, Lord. Lord, encourage them too, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Think of Brother Billy Paul Branham, Lord, this morning. Just encourage him, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. Think of him, Lord, in the many years, Lord, that he stood by your prophet, Lord. Stand by him this morning, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord Jesus. Lord, the Voice of God recordings, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord. The many offices around the world, the librarians, the distributors, the translators. It's such a great work, and every one of us have to be in step, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord. Bless and be with them, Lord. Be with your bride around the world, Lord. We love you this morning. We commit it all to you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
This morning with each of you, and just looking forward to the messages we're about to hear today. I know I want it to be a red letter day in my life.
Amen.
Just singing the song, "How great is our God, and how great is His word." Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Oh, how great is our God, and how great is His word, for He's a
wonderful.
Thank you.
Perfect song for this morning. Amen. You may be seated. There's a song I know that we've sang here before. And it was with Brother Stephen Tutani this week and going over songs, and he asked if I knew this song. There's never been a day like this day. I said, I do. And he says, you know, there's a verse to it. I said, no, I didn't know that. And he sang the verse to me, and I wrote down the words. And wow, I said, that's powerful. And when Brother Joseph sent out what message we're going to hear this morning, I said, whoa, we've got to sing this. So we're going to sing that little chorus, There's Never Been a Day Like This Day, and then we're going to sing a verse of it together. Well, there's never been a day like this day to me, and there's never I this glorious day. Sing the chorus one more time. There's never been a day like this day to me, and there's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glorious day. Christ is revealing himself unto His word has become a reality in this day, this glorious day. There's never been a day like this day. This glory. Let's try that verse one more time. And Christ is breathing himself unto me. He opened my eyes, and now I can see. His word has become this glorious day. Oh, there's never been a day like this day to me, and there's never been a day like this day I see, and there's never on me.
Truly, that's the desire of our heart this morning, Lord, to let the light from that lighthouse shine on me, Lord Jesus. Open up our hearts, Lord, our souls and our mind to your word, Lord. This word is the lighthouse that shines upon the bride of Jesus Christ. We're in a storm. No way to crest the waves, but we saw a lighthouse and it shined on us. We just go right to that light. That light leads to Calvary, leads to Him. Prophet and messenger to come this morning, bring us the message, recognizing your day and its message. God calling a time-tested bride that recognizes its day and getting ready to hear its messenger. Here's our pastor and God's prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.